This is Jackson Fong, and you're listening to Day One of This Week, Transforming My Experience. Today we're going to be looking at the idea that God desires to change our experience, to transform our experience from when our experiences are having difficulties, when they're overwhelming, when they just seem exhausting and there seems to be no hope. God desires to take those experiences and transform them into something amazing. We'll be looking at Romans chapter 5 today, but before we do that, join with me in prayer as we take some time to look at this. Dear God, we thank so much for just you. We thank you for how you love us and how you desire to do some amazing things in our lives. Lord, you know that some of us are going through some really tough times. And as we go through these tough times, those tough experiences are overwhelming, they're exhausting, they're frustrating, they're irritating. As we look into your word today, we ask that you would show us where we can find hope. Show us where we can find peace. Show us where we can find encouragement. And show us that we can move forward. And Lord, if we're doing well, then as you speak to us today, help us to figure out how we can turn around and take strength and love and hope and peace and joy to those that are in need. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. The idea of taking the experiences that we have and transforming them. This is one of the topics that we've looked at this week. But what does that mean? How does it all come together? Let's look at Romans chapter 5. And we'll look at starting at verse 1. Faith brings joy. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. As this chapter starts off, I think one of the great things that we can pull from this, well, actually, there's a couple of things, there's a number of things, but we'll start off with the idea of what starts off in verse 1. It says, therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. The idea that Jesus Christ had given and sacrificed his love for us so that we could have a personal relationship with God, so that we could be, as it states here in this passage, been made right in God's sight. And it's done by our faith. This verse pretty much comes close to spelling out the gospel for us. It's the idea that when God sees us all by ourselves, he sees the mess we are. But because Jesus gave himself up for us, and if we choose to believe, fully believe in who he is and what he's done for us and what that can mean for us, when we do that, we're reminded here in this verse that we're made right. Not, again, because of anything we've done. All we do is believe. Jesus does all the work. Him sacrificing himself so that we can have that right relationship with God. In the midst of that, we can have peace. We don't have to worry about any of the drama that happens in life. We don't have to worry about any of the opposition that happens in life. Because in the midst of everything, God sees us right. Verse 2, because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. Regardless of how tough life can be because we're having difficulties at home, because our families are struggling, because our parents are going through a divorce, because our kids are freaking out on us. Regardless of what's going on in school or your work, because your coworkers or your classmates are just driving you crazy, or they're pushing buttons that you really don't want to be pushed. Regardless of how tough it is financially, how tough it is emotionally, how tough it is physically, we can confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. God has some great, amazing things for us. And we can look forward to that in confidence, and we can look forward to that in joy. And it's not because of anything we do. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege. It's not nothing that we deserve. Truth be told, when we look at ourselves, when we look at our lives, if we were to really get everything we really deserve, none of us would really be happy people. But because God loves us, God opens up other options for us. Verse 3, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our hope of our salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. So when we run into problems, when we run into the trials of life, one way that we can handle it is we can handle it with joy. We can handle it in a way with celebration. Not because we like being messed with, not because we like having difficult times in our life. But we can choose to look at it with thanksgiving. We can choose to look at it with happiness. Again, not because of what we're going through, but what can come out of it. Again, verse 3, as we read this, it says, when we run into problems and trials, what does it do? It says here in verse 3, they help us develop endurance. It's a tool that can help. If we choose to use these problems and trials that occur in our lives, if we choose to, we can use them to help us to grow in being able to endure hardships as they come. You look at people that do incredible, amazing things, especially people that make millions of dollars, people that can talk to hundreds of thousands of people. When we look at their lives, most of the time, we see that they've failed over and over. Most of the time, we see that they've had to persevere, that they had to keep pressing on. It didn't happen overnight. It had to happen over time. Verse 4, and endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. To learn how to endure something, that's great. But part of endurance in this passage, it reminds us that endurance develops strength of character. When we feel weak, when we feel tired, when we feel exhausted, how do you get past that? For athletes, in order to get past the strain and the stress of going to the last quarter, to going to the last 5 minutes, going to the last inning, going to the last yard. Athletes have to train over and over and over again, pressing hard, pressing far. There was a time where I was on a swim team, and they'd make us swim miles. We didn't have any events where you had to swim miles. But in learning how to be able to swim miles, we were able to do better for a shorter distance. These are all things that God can use if we're willing to allow Him to allow Him and allow those things to be a part of our lives. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. As we grow in our character, we can grow in hope because we've seen what God has done in the past. And as we look at what God has done in the past, it's easier to believe and have faith and hope of what God will do in the future because we've seen what God has done in the past. Verse 5, and this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. Over and over throughout time and throughout life, the truth is we get disappointed. We get disappointed with family and friends and school and work and failed promises and failed expectations and personal issues too. And we can be disappointed to that. But the passage here reminds us that what God desires to give us is not disappointment. Because He loves us and because He has so much more available to us, we just got to go reach out and grab it. There are so many other things that we could look at. If you're dealing with difficulties and struggles, I'd encourage you to check out all of Romans chapter 5. See what other options there are. If you're having a really tough time right now, keep reading through Romans chapter 5 and see some of the promises and some of the encouragement that God gives. For additional information and details, check out cefcyouth.com.